This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at howiecarshow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
President Biden ending his first year with so many challenges. Why that's leaving Democrats panicked and frustrated.
The Biden administration has mismanaged COVID. It has mismanaged inflation. It has mismanaged the border. And it has mismanaged foreign policy all in one year. If the aliens landed tomorrow and said, take me to your leader, it would be embarrassing.
Foolish humans.
Oh, yes, Kudos. Earth is now ripe for the plucking.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Choo-choo! All aboard the Ladybug Express.
And of course, you won't be surprised to know, the president has a special interest in trains. And he'll talk to you about it for a very, very long time. And he knows more about it than many engineers.
My name is Joe Amtrak Biden.
I like trains.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Remind me never to take another train again. If Joe Biden knows more about trains than most engineers, I don't think I want to risk my life again, whether it's on a commuter rail in Boston or the Amtrak or the one down here that just stops me sometimes at the train crossings with the empty trains running, just like in Boston. Joe Biden knows more about trains than many engineers. Boy, there is a rump swab for you. Mitch Landrieu, the former mayor, I think, of New Orleans. He's like the he's in charge of passing out all the trillions of dollars in infrastructure funds, which will not be, of course, used for infrastructure. They'll be used for equity, diversity, inclusion, Green New Deals, windmills, et cetera. 844-500-4242. That is the number. If you would like to join us, welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And it was so funny to hear John Kennedy saying that about if aliens arrived and they said, take us to your leader, it would be very embarrassing. Isn't that the truth? My brother gave me a book for my birthday yesterday. TV Noir, and it had a chapter on the invaders, a very underrated TV show from the 60s. I'm not surprised to learn it's very popular in France. It didn't do that well here in the U.S. It was on for 2 years, but it was Roy Thinnes. No one believed that we were being invaded. It was kind of like the invaders were kind of like the Biden administration, except that half the country believes that the Biden administration are invaders. No one believed Roy Thinnes. And then later in the show, though, it was they gave him some supporters, some of the believers. But anyway, 844-500-4242, that is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And there's a lot of stuff breaking in the news. It looks like Mara Healey is going to get into the governor's race in Massachusetts. Maybe not tomorrow, but sometime soon. She was apparently shooting video over the weekend, and there's a woman, an acolyte, believe it or not, of Ayanna Pressley, a black woman. She doesn't have a shaved head, but she's a follower, a devoted follower of Ayanna Pressley, and she's running for Secretary of State. So if you want the squad counting your ballots in future elections, be sure to vote for Tanisha Sullivan. We'll be talking more about this as we go through it. You know, this is a good 508 says most trained engineers know more about running the country than Brandon. I would hope so. But I would hope 99% of the population, 99.9% of the population knows more about running the country than Brandon does. And Brandon's big press conference is coming up tomorrow, his annual press conference. He has a
chickens.
he likes to have one press conference a year, whether he needs one or not. And, you know, I just finished writing my column for the Herald saying, I wonder if anyone's going to ask him about the FBI and how they handle this latest terrorist attack. You know, the FBI is supposed to handle background checks for guns. This guy had a gun. He's an indigent career criminal Muslim terrorist from the UK. He was banned from the local courthouse where he lived in the UK, no doubt on welfare, and because he had made so many remarks about how he wished he could have been involved in 9/11. This was 20 years ago. He was saying this stuff. But they let him into the country. He had no visible means of support. He was a career criminal. You're not supposed to be granted a visa if you're a career criminal. But you can't blame it all on the FBI. I mean, I'm sure Department of Homeland Security, they're supposed to be the ones that are checking to see whether or not he should get a visa. Not that getting a visa was going to stop him anyway, you know, because he had no visible means of support. So he comes to the U.S. somehow, despite living in homeless shelters while he's vacationing here in the Great Satan, as he would no doubt call it, he was able to buy a gun. So do you think he used the gun show loophole? The Dems love talking about the gun show loophole. You never hear about it except during presidential years, during the debates, but it's always the gun show. So did this guy Faisal, or whatever his name is, Ahmed, use the gun show loophole to buy his weapon? And, you know, Joe Biden said he bought it, outside the usual channels. But, you know, I mean, can you really trust anything that Joe Biden says? I mean, we're not talking here about a train, you know? I mean, we know he knows everything about trains. He's more than an engineer. But I don't think he knows anything about what's going on. And meanwhile, the FBI is, they're very busy, though. They're setting up the task force to go after people who go to school board meetings, parents, and complain about critical race theory and about their kids having to wear masks. And I don't know if you saw this, but Andrew McCabe took time out from his arduous duties. He's the former acting director. His wife took $700,000 from Terry McAuliffe when she was running for the Senate. State Senate in Virginia. She was a Democrat candidate at the time. Hillary was running for president, and this guy, McCabe, was handling the investigation of Hillary's espionage involving the server. And so he's handling the espionage case against Hillary while Hillary's bundler, Terry McAuliffe, is giving $700,000 to the lead FBI agent's wife. So that's, but it was, you know, it's just, it's fine. It's fine. So now he is he's a CNN analyst, having dodged an indictment, even though the inspector general said he lied at least four times under oath. You know, guys,
this is CNN.
Yeah, I mean, guys like General Flynn, Roger Stone, George Papadopoulos, they all get indicted for lying to the FBI, even if it's just like, you know, what did you have for breakfast on February 13th, 2015? You know,
you didn't. We've got your credit card bill. You didn't order hash browns.
You know, they indict you for that. But if you're Andrew McCabe, Democrat, wife who's a Democrat politician, you have a $70,000 table in your office that the taxpayers paid for. You don't get indicted for lying under oath to federal agents.
No. This is your FBI.
You get a job with CNN. But he says he went to the University of Chicago and he told the eggheads, that's University of Chicago is Bernie Sanders' alma mater, in case you're unfamiliar with the alumni roster. He said that the FBI needs to target mainstream conservatives, including, quote, business owners, white people from the suburbs, educated, employed. So those are the terrorists as far as the Democrats are concerned. Business owners, white people from the suburbs, educated, employed. I'm guessing I'm addressing an audience of 90 to 95% potential domestic violent extremists by Andrew McCabe's definition. So these are the people the FBI is going after. They don't have time for some, you know, some terrorist comes in from Britain, you know, indigent career criminal, career terrorist. He comes in. Hey, welcome to America. You don't have any means of support. Can we give you a limousine to the welfare office? Would you like, what would you like? Would you like How about a Section 8 apartment? How about an EBT card? How about some earned income tax? No kids? That doesn't matter. We'll still take 10 or 12 kids. We'll give you the we'll forgive your student loans, even if you don't have any student loans. You don't have to pay any rent, not even the margin Section 8 rent. We'll give you an EBT card. You're, as long as you're an illegal alien and you're a terrorist, I mean, we'll give you the full Sarnia. That's what we call it here at the Federal Bureau of Investigation. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls here as we got a lot to get to here today. Lots of breaking stories, including the dropping COVID Omicron rate. And it's very disturbing news to the mainstream media that they're going to have to give up their latest panic porn. They're actually going to have to go out and hit the street and get stories. That breaks their hearts. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt has now reached about $29 trillion. What our government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. We all dodged a bullet when Senator Manchin announced he wouldn't support the Democrats' crazy Build Back Better plan. But the Democrats won't give up that easily. They're already scheming to pay off their constituencies with still more trillions in handouts. That is most assuredly not good news for middle or working class American taxpayers. Whatever Washington Democrats do in 2022 may mean yet more inflation. One out of every $5 now in circulation has just been printed out of thin air in the last 24 months. How can we not have more double-digit inflation when the Fed's only answer to everything is printing still more money? So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. That's why I protect my life savings with physical gold and silver. And now you can too. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. Goldco.com/Howie Carr and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. This year, let HelloFresh deliver fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and recipes to your door. Get 16 free meals plus 3 gifts with code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. Patrice from Arlington just sent me another email. She got some more delicious stuff, some tomato soup with pork sausage, and she said they also threw in some free stuff. She loves the free stuff. Everybody loves the free
stuff. Who doesn't love free stuff?
Godiva chocolate chip cookies and ginger beer she got in her. That's good.
Yeah, especially I've had the ginger beer cookies. They send. It's very good. Makes a good mixer.
Like that Brazilian cane sugar soft drink exactly. That we get.
From El Magalsha, yeah.
From El Magalsha, right, exactly. All right, so the COVID messaging seems very confusing these days. I mean, they want to keep it going to a degree, you know, because they love enforcing their will on on people, the Democrats and the deep state. You know, whatever, anything that isn't prohibited is mandatory. And they love that. We told you yesterday, I'll read you the whole poll. 59% of Democrats want everybody locked up who's unvaccinated. But they can't keep the story straight anymore, Taylor. This is the paper, the Palm Beach Daily News. They got two stories on the front page. State sees biggest spike in COVID deaths since Thanksgiving. Now, that's the headline they like. You know, that's good because that way they can keep it going. They can just keep taking the handouts every day. But right underneath the story about the deaths spiking, COVID rate drops in county and state. Wait a second. I'm confused. I'm an average reader, and I'm confused. Is it the biggest spike, or is it a dropping surge? What is it? I think Omicron is on its way out. Joe Biden's ratings are too low. They've got to do something. So, Taylor, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Now that Omicron is fading, will there soon be another variant to keep the panic going?
Absolutely, yes.
96% say yes.
I didn't think it would be quite that high, but I believe there will be. And by the way, the World Health Organization, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Chinese Communist Party, their man Tedros, who's a dear pal of Fauci and Birx and Walensky and et al. He made a big announcement today too that don't worry if you, for the true believers in the cult of COVID, do not fear. Cut 27.
This pandemic is nowhere near over, and with the incredible growth of Omicron globally, new variants are likely to emerge.
Yes! New variants! They're all excited about this. Charlie Parker he high-fived one of his rump swabs in the corner office in Massachusetts. They're all so happy. That's what they want.
You're a loser.
Yeah. 617, do you have any comment on Fauci speaking about the USA misinformation problem? Yeah, that's their big word, misinformation. Biden said it before Fauci said it, misinformation. Now, misinformation means any disagreement. By the way, another point here today is that on Friday afternoon, before the federal three-day weekend, the CDC announced that masks, they don't really work all that well. Did you see that? And Rand Paul sent it out and said, so, because remember, Rand Paul was banned, I think from YouTube or Twitter, or probably both, for saying that masks didn't work. So now the CDC has said, you know, these regular cloth masks that everybody used that were so effective, that's what Fauci said after he said they weren't effective. Now they're saying, once again, they're back to they're not effective. So Rand Paul tweeted out, well, does this mean that all those jerks from Twitter are going to come in and kiss my, well, you know what he was going to say. But they, of course, they're not going to come in because, no, they don't. Being a Democrat means never having to say you're sorry or you were wrong. You just move on. You move on to the next a variant. You move on to the next apocalypse, the next Armageddon, and they're trying to reinvigorate the voting fraud bill. But I don't think that's going anywhere. So tomorrow, Dementia Joe will go before the press, and he's not going to take any. I wonder if he'll take any questions from Peter Ducey. I'm not sure.
It's a tradition now at his press conferences. He has to take at least one, make a comment on how much he doesn't like the guy, but he likes his questions.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's ever more feeble, Taylor. So I don't.
Which
I'm
to
not
me
sure
means
he
he's ever more apt to take a question from Peter Doocy because he doesn't know who he's talking to.
You know, they have the IFB. I think they. I really do. I've come to the conclusion they do have an IFB to tell him what to say. But I think they may need to like put some kind of collar on him so that if he like points over towards Peter Doocy, they can give him a shock on his neck and stop him from letting Doocy ask a real question. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Breaking news. Ray Epps, the agent provocateur from the Fed's erection on January 6th, has agreed to testify before his fellow Democrats in front of the Fed's erection committee of the House. The unselect committee, as President Trump calls it. And his lawyer said the reason he was removed from the most wanted list is because he called the FBI and he explained his position. I just told Taylor, I said, I think he showed him his pay stub from the DIA or the CIA and showed him that, I'm one of you. I'm a G-man too.
How about the one guy? Go in. Get in there, everybody. Epps, get in there. Go. Nothing happens to him. What happened with him? Nothing happens.
And you're telling me they're not still obsessed with Donald Trump? He's not living rent-free in their head. He just said that on Saturday night in Florence, Arizona. And now Epps is appearing before the select committee on the Fed's erection.
And not that anyone in that committee is going to ask him any tough questions.
Right.
But even if they did, Howie, I have the perfect answer for him.
What's that? Oh, sources and methods.
I can't answer that. It would jeopardize the investigation.
The sources and methods. You got to get the. It's not just jeopardizing the investigation. The sources and methods of the investigation, Grace. You got to know all the lingo of the deep state.
And by then they would say, "Okay, go along, sir. Sorry we bothered you."
By the way, there's breaking news about a naked man in Florida, and we can't hold it for police blotter Facts Friday. Have you seen this story, Grace? This is the lead story in the Post.
Is he on a stretcher?
Yes, he's on a stretcher.
I have seen it.
Yes, the Cleveland Browns, as you know, sort of disappointing season. They did not make the playoffs. So their defensive lineman, Malik McDowell, he went back to Deerfield Beach, Florida, which is in Broward County, just north of here. Just south of here, I should say. And on Monday afternoon, he was allegedly walking near a student learning center, naked.
Beware of the naked man.
He entered the property while naked. He's a defensive lineman, and he apparently mistook a Broward County Sheriff's deputy for Ben Roethlisberger of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he attempted to sack him, leaving the deputy no choice but to tase the naked Cleveland Brown.
Don't tase me, bro! Don't tase me! I can't do anything! Ow! Ow! Ow!
Do you know what his defense attorney said, Grace?
What?
Stop me if you've heard this one before. Someone slipped him a Mickey.
Oh.
Apparently somebody may have slipped him something or given him something he was unaware of, which explains some of his bizarre behavior.
Yeah, there's a lot of bizarre behavior in the NFL, and it does make you wonder. Like, they should really get some people some help.
Some bizarre behavior in Michigan in 2017, and he was charged with DUI. And there was a bizarre incident in Atlanta, and he was charged with disorderly conduct. And there was a bizarre incident when he was charged with operating a vehicle while intoxicated in 2019, and spent 66 days in jail. So apparently he just keeps, you know, taking these drinks from people that he shouldn't. Well, so it's time for Grace's News.
Testing. Biden administration launches at-home testing website, but limits families to maximum of 4 free tests, and they won't be shipped until the end of January. Bummer.
How am I going to know if I'm dying or not if I can't get a test for 2 weeks?
White House says covidtest.gov, which
does
I'm
this
sure...
Mean I, does this mean that no one will be allowed to die until they get tested? Is that the way it works? Is there like another truce with the virus?
Well, does everybody who orders a test automatically get that period of time off of work, assuming they're working, until that test
comes
in?
That's a big assumption.
Well, it's strange that it's covidtest.gov when technically shouldn't it be covidtest.gum? Shouldn't we have this all under the same umbrella?
It's .governor, Grace. Come on.
Oh, got it. Okay. The site is live ahead of Wednesday's launch. Jen Psaki said it was beta testing before being officially launched. People
beta testing? Yeah. Can we do some delta testing, too? And some Xi testing?
People can order 4 tests, which will be delivered by the U.S. Kappa. Postal Service. Anyone needing more than 4 is told to seek other sources of test. We can't guarantee there won't be a bug or two, cautioned Psaki. That sounds... that inspires confidence. Traffic surged on Wednesday as it accounted for more than half of all traffic to government websites.
You sure it didn't spike, Grace?
It surged and surged, and then it spiked.
Okay.
In other news, stocks plummet as the Fed gears up to raise interest rates for the first time in years. U.S. stocks suffered a sharp decline on Tuesday as investors weigh how aggressively the Federal Reserve will move to tighten its monetary policy to limit inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted by 550 points, or more than 1.5%.
Don't tell Joe he's bragging about the stock market going up.
No, he's saying if he were the other guy would be bragging about the stock market. But he's not the other guy, so he doesn't brag about it.
He just points it out.
Yes.
When he's not riding that train.
This is something that should be bragged about, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, wouldn't that be gross if I bragged about what I'm about to brag about? 4th COVID vaccine still doesn't stop Omicron, new Israeli study shows.
So what? You still have to get it.
Even a 4th shot of a COVID-19 vaccine is not good enough to prevent Omicron, according to a preliminary study in Israel. The hospital last month tested a 4th shot given to more than 270 medical workers. The researchers revealed Monday that both groups showed a slightly higher increase in antibodies than after the 3rd shot, but still not enough to prevent Omicron. So there's going to be a handful of people out there who got 4 shots, but doesn't look like that's going to be the move.
No, I don't see that in the plan. I think if Biden wants to go down to Nixon Dukakis levels of unfavorability, he can just keep mandating more shots.
Yes. Grace's news is brought to you by Tux Trucks GMC, your Fisher Plow distributor in Hudson, Mass. Buy a new Sierra at Tux Trucks and get a Fisher Plow installed, a winning combination against every winter storm for commercial and residential plowing. That's Tux Trucks GMC and Fisher Plows. Visit TuxTrucksGMC.com. Howie, did you see Michael Phelps was in the news today?
Michael Phelps?
Yeah, the swimmer.
Oh, that guy. Oh, okay. Yeah. What about him?
He was commenting on the transgender swimmer Leah Thomas from the University of Pennsylvania.
Right.
And
who was defeated by another transgender swimmer, apparently.
Yes. And he
from
said
Yale.
He said, I think this leads.
It's kind of like an arms race of transgender swimmers in the Ivy League.
We actually have the cut of Michael Phelps, so we'll play it for you here.
I mean, look, I'll say, you know, I can talk from a standpoint of doping. You know, I don't think I've competed in a clean field in my entire career. So, you know, I think this leads back to the organizing committees again, because it has to be a level playing field. I think that's something that we all need, because it's that's what sports are. And for me, I don't know where this is going to go. I don't know what's going to happen. I believe that we all should feel comfortable with who we are in our own skin. But I think sports should all be played at an even playing field. I don't know what that looks like in the future.
Uh-oh.
Was doping his little joke, his little marijuana joke? Or was he talking about people taking steroids?
That was kind of incoherent, Grace, what he was saying, wasn't it?
I don't think so. I think he was, in his most delicate way, trying to make a case that you can't have men competing against women.
But, you know, like Taylor said, though, I mean, what what caught my attention was the fact that he said there's been doping all along.
Yeah, but I'm sure there has been.
I was familiar with whizinators in the NFL, but I didn't know that they had it in swimming as well.
Well, doping, I think, is when you, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but in cycling, at least, it's when you like dope your blood with more oxygen. It's like a form of steroids for certain athletes.
Yeah, but isn't that gonna show up in your urine?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's saying that doping has been happening in swimming for a very long time. I think right. I think that's what he means. I could be wrong. I'm sure if I'm wrong, someone will correct me on the text
line. I thought it was his own little joke. He was the swimmer that was caught. He was smoking marijuana.
Yeah,
one time, right.
But I don't know how much sense that would make. In other news,
by the way, Grace, I've just noticed something. Malik McDowell is going to be charged with more crimes. He wasn't wearing a mask when he was running naked at the school.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's the felony.
That's the ultimate crime right there.
Yeah.
Howie, did you see that Hollywood celebrities were using MLK Day to push Democrats dead on arrival voting bills? Apparently, Hollywood didn't get the message that this isn't going to happen. So a lot of actors and actresses like Alyssa Milano were saying, it's MLK Day. Honor his legacy with action. Call your senators and tell them you support reforming the filibuster to get the Voting Rights Act passed.
Did they see the latest poll results? At least two polls have come out. One a poll in the state of Michigan and another a national Rasmussen poll showing that close to 80% of blacks, like all other demographic groups in the U.S., support voter IDs.
Yeah, I saw that poll, too. It was really bad for Democrats. And I think it was 79% of the black voters supported
Did you know
ID.
That clearing dead people off the voter rolls is a form of voter suppression, Grace? That's what the Democrats are saying.
Well, yeah. Why shouldn't dead people, why shouldn't their vote count, Howard?
I know, little did I know that when Whitey was posed trying to kill me in the graveyard across the street from where I lived in Acton, that was the biggest, under modern conditions, Democrats, that would have been the biggest voting precinct in the town.
Very true. Hey, Howie, one last bit of good news for the listeners here during Grace's News. Bill de Blasio has made it official. He will not be running for governor, but he's going to work with every fiber of his being to help equality in New York City.
Thank God.
I know. What will we do without him?
Thank God. At least he's not coming back to Cambridge, to where he went to high school, to work for equity in Cambridge.
He's just like, ugh. Seeing that video of him, he's like, yeah, I've made mistakes. I've had a few. And he like mentions all of his gaffes. I'm like, dude, just how can we miss you, man? You're everywhere.
No, I'm not running for governor of New York. I mean, like he had a chance.
I know. That's the worst part.
He was polling at, I think, under 1%.
It's like not getting invited to a party and being like, I'm not going to be able to make it, by the way. And the person's like, I didn't invite you. You know, no one was going to vote for you, sir. But thank you for letting us know. He's the worst.
Vaccination.
Oh, by the way,
I'm getting a very good feeling.
You know what? Something else I want to mention about Bill de Blasio really quick, Howie. His wife, she was in charge of that Thrive NYC, which was like they got so much money to deal with mental health
over
problems.
Over $1 billion, I believe.
And when you look at the mental health problems during his reign as mayor, I mean, it's amazing. Just crazy people everywhere pushing people into train tracks, you know, shooting people in broad daylight. I just want to mention that
illegal aliens from Jamaica demanding reparations and screaming at U.S. citizens for not giving them more money after they kill an American citizen.
Right. And it's his wife who was in charge of that, who got all this money, which we don't know where it went to, just thought that was something worth noting.
Yes, I think Bill de Blasio's career, it was a fluke to begin with. If Carlos Danger wasn't sexting the underage girl in North Carolina, Bill de Blasio would already be a less than a footnote in New York City political history. But as it was, Carlos Danger screwed up and it affected the entire city. All right, thank you, Grace.
It's like the butterfly effect. It's the wiener effect.
All right. Biden inflation is not a joke. Thank you, Brandon. 7% inflation. My friends at Eden Pure can help you, though. They have a great deal this week only on their bestseller. It's the Gen 21 heater. I'm holding it up right now for the Rumble cam and the social media. This is the first heater I tried from Eden Pure. I've got it on in the studio today. It's a little cool here. And Taylor stole it. I mean, borrowed it for his house. Taylor, what do you think of the Gen 21?
It's a great heater. We used it around this time last year for my son, my newborn son, then his room. Kept him very warm all night. We didn't have to worry about anything. It kept a constant temperature in his room, and it wasn't like a drying out heat. It was a nice, very breathable, comfortable heat, and it just operated as it should. Has a sensor when it needs to turn on, when it needs to turn off. If it falls over somehow, the cat, dog knocks it over, the kid knocks it over, it shuts off right away, so you don't have to worry about anything. Brought real peace of mind to the Cormier household.
The Gen 21 heater is the next generation of heaters. It combines an efficient PTC infrared heating element and Eden Pure copper heating chamber with an advanced bladeless fan to produce a super effective heating that takes up minimal space. And it's, you can see it's nice. It's a nice looking heater too, as well. It's not ugly like a lot of space heaters. This heater also has a remote control, so you don't have to get up to turn it up or down. Save $25 this week only at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie25. You'll also receive free shipping. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie25. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
You're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
.508 says, imagine being a college women's sports coach and recruiting guys. You're not good enough for Division I men's, but have you considered switching genders? I wonder if that's going on. If it's not, it probably will soon be going on. Now, they have this thing now, if you're a football player and you want to transfer, they call it the transfer portal. Are they going to have the gender portals for people who want to switch not from one college powerhouse to another, but from one gender to another? Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm just curious why, with all the home test kits,
yes,
do people realize that they're made in China? And Jim Psaki says that we might have some issues with them. It's crazy to me.
Yeah, you know, I'd rather them deal with the fact that you right now can't buy many spices in supermarkets and in Florida, or the fact that I'm reading a lot about a Walmart, you can't buy meats. I would rather them deal with the supply chain issues for food products than for these test kits, you know. And so someone says that the next variant, that's our poll question, will there be another variant? Someone says the next variant is going to be called, instead of called it Omicron or Omicron, it's going to be called another con, which is, you know, there could be something for that.
Ha, 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 ha.
339, got an email from the Postal Union to call my congressman to support the voting bill. They must be looking to increase business with mail-in ballots. Yeah, I know. It's they want something. They're in the satchel for the Democrats, but they were exempted from the vaccine mandate when it was still a viable thing. Remember that the postal workers were exempted. 844-500-4242. Malik McDonald says 508. Another Michigan State alum. First, Jamel Hill, I need to burn my diploma. Most of us from big schools need to burn our diplomas. I went to UNC, John Edwards, Lawrence Taylor. Don't feel bad, Spartan. We've all got our crosses to bear. 844-500-4242. Mr. Epps, Mr. Epps, what flavor ice cream did you get? I'm sure he'll be asked that probing question. I'm Howie Carr.